Praise the Lord. Good evening. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel, chapter 7, and verse 12 to verse 17. Second Samuel, chapter 7, verse 12 to verse 17. The title of the message is the rebuke. The value of rebuke in the life of the church, in the Christian life. And what Josh Paul spoke about. This passage that I start with to speak about this topic, it came on the occasion that David wanted to build the house of the Lord, and he informed the prophet Nathan about it. And then the Lord spoke to the prophet Nathan that not David, but one of his sons that come out from his bowel, and that Solomon will be the one to build the house of God. Let us read the scripture. Now this, I'll start it from verse 12. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever, according to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. Let's pray. God, thank you for this night. We bless you, magnify you. Lord, anoint my lips with your word. Let the blood of Jesus fall upon your church to cleanse your church, to make your church transformed, to get rid of sin, bad habits, to be reformed in the way that you want your church, a radiant church without spot or wrinkle or blemishes. Oh God, I pray the message will go beyond the walls and reach others who are in need to hear this message of yours. I pray for your purpose to be prevailed. I pray for fruit. I pray for workers to be raised up. I pray for people to be saved. I pray for demons to flee away. People get delivered out of all demonic power in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, for souls to come to your kingdom, for areas to be reached with the gospel of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, amen. In verse 14, when the Lord say, I will chasten him, the word chasten in Hebrew is called yaka. And the meaning of it is to reprove. God, when he promised David to give a son after him, that he would be king instead of him, and he said, I will establish his kingdom, he not only promised that he will put one of his sons on the throne, but he promised that he will also just in Him. The kingdom of Saul was taken away. He said, I will not deal with him as I have dealt with Saul. In verse 15, he said, but my mercy shall not depart away from him as I took it from Saul. You know, Saul, when he sinned against God, God did not question him. God just removed him. But with David, he says, the one that I will put after you are, if he will do wrong, I will trust in him. I will be a father, he will be a son. And we know that this prophecy was finally fulfilled with our Lord Jesus Christ. When he came as a man, he suffered as a man. He was chastened for our sin. And that was the principle that the kingdom of God will be forever. Now, what is going on? The Christian now in the church today, they want all the privilege of salvation, but they want to remove the word chastened. The meaning of chastened, this word in verse 14, as we had stated, Yasha is to reprove, to correct somebody to something, you go after him and audit and reprove. To decide what is right, that's the meaning of it. Without rebuke or chastening or discipline, there will be no right decision. To judge, that's the meaning of it. To correct, to reason, to gather, to charge, even to argue certain time, in order to show what is right. When the Lord sent his apostles, go and make disciples of all nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he said, go teach all nations and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. Now, the teaching of the Lord should be accompanied by chastening, as we have read here. Correction, rebuke, judging, to chide, to argue, fail, the word of God will be preparing the life of his church. Now how about parents who refuse to question their children? They refuse to use God. And how about churches who refuse to discipline their workers and their members? Would you think that without questioning, the word and the ministry and this family will be maintain according to what we have read? If God will not chasten Solomon and discipline him, he will not be repenting at the end of his life. Chastening, correction and rebuke is giving chance for people to repent. David, as we know, was rebuked by Nathan. The same prophet Nathan, he told him here the prophecy. God used the same person, Nathan. When David did adultery, Nathan went to him and faced him with that sin. And he rebuked him. And you know what is the meaning of Nathan? The meaning of Nathan is giver. What did he give David? Rebuke. People, they say, we come to the church, we are not receiving anything. I did not receive from the church anything. How about the rebuke that you are receiving and the correction and the discipline and the advice and the reason together? That's what Nathan gave to David and God with Nathan, even when David was at the end of his age, at the age of 70, he went to David and he arranged something that Solomon will be set as a king instead of David, while David is still alive. Psalm 141. David says, and verse 5, David accepted to be rebuked, accepted to be chastened, so that his kingdom to continue. Psalm 141, verse 5. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, the same one, let him rebuke me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head, for yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. What he say? He say, the rebuke of a righteous man, I will not refuse. And he say, it will be like oil. It will be like oil, like the anointing of the Holy Spirit coming, you know. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will come when God is rebuking, God is correcting. He say, it will not break my head, it will correct the head, it will correct our life. David valued the rebuke of the Lord. He valued the rebuke of a righteous man. He accepted the rebuke and the discipline that God put on him through the prophet Nathan. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23. He say, turn you at my reproof, at my rebuke. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. See here, he said, turn at my rebuke, at my rebuke, at my reproof. The same word he used the word. Here he used the word. The same Yaka. Turn to my reproof, and I will pour out my spirit, and what else? I will make known my words unto you. As a body of rebuke, the correction. There is a pouring of the Holy Spirit anointing, and there is also revelation from the word of God. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 1. Now why the church needs to use rebuke? Why mandatory for the church and the ministry, even the family, need to rebuke? Instead of the family and the children. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Now when we give instruction, we give rebuke. If a person wise, he will be corrected, right? If a person who is a scorner, who is wicked, from the rebuke we will know if you belong to God or no. Very clear. Now when the church does not use the rebuke or reproving, then you will not be able to differentiate the people who belong to God and those who belong to devil. Remember, flattery and lies are the language of the devil. That's why we need to be very careful how to speak to the people. The word that he used here for the word instruction is Gara. In book of 2 Samuel, chapter 22. Do God rebuke? Do God reprove the people? Yes, we will go. We will go and understand how God rebuked the people. Sometimes he sent Nathan to rebuke, yeah? But sometimes when Nathan will not go, the church will not do the rebuke correctly, he has his own way to use other methods to rebuke the people. 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 16. It says, "And the channels of the sea appeared. The foundation of the world were discovered at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils." You know, the foundation of the sea and the earth was exposed by, that's where we know about earthquake. There's earthquake in some place, and you see that the earth broken. That was how God rebuked. So, does the church need to rebuke before God or no? Better let us do it. I am doing it faithfully. Because if you will not rebuke, God himself will interfere with earthquake and tsunamis. Job chapter 26 verse 11. We go to the scripture. Job chapter 26 verse 11. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his reproof. Heavy rain, floods, thunders, the reproof of God, he is rebuking. Psalm 18. Psalm 18 verse 15. Again, then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundation of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blood of the breath of thy nostril. Again, the foundation and the channels of water was exposed. Psalm 76, verse 6. How God will fight the enemies, his enemies. That's why the church needs to be obedient to God. He is the one to fight. But if the church will not be obedient to God, the Lord will fight the church. Psalm 76 verse 6, at thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and the horse are cast into a dead sleep. God rebuked the army of Pharaoh and made him groan when he sent to them a confusing wind and let the sea come back on them. Psalm 80, verse 16. We say, it is burned with fire, it is cut down, they perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. God just look at them, with a rebuke look, without any voice, they perish. Psalm 104. And verse 7. Say, as thy rebuke they fled, as the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. You know, when God is thundering, God is rebuking enemies. They run away. 2 Peter chapter 2. How God rebuked. Second Peter chapter 2 verse 15 and 16. Speak about Balaam who went away from God after his stomach desires, which have forsaken the right way and are gone away, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. How God rebuked Balaam? By his donkey. God can use even animals to rebuke us, to stop us from doing something wrong. Psalm 29, there's a nice story in Psalm 29, you read it. When there are natural calamities, wind, typhoon, hurricane, let's see the situation of the church. I read from verse 1. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedar. Yeah, the Lord breaketh the cedar of Lebanon. Oh, that is where God is disciplining and punishing. The breaking woods now, how about houses? Will we break or no? Yes. And we say natural calamities. It is divine judgment. Therefore, he makes them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syria like a young unicorn. They go away. They migrate from the area because God sent death. Verse 7, the voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shirk is the wilderness. The Lord takes the wilderness of Kadesh. The word of the Lord makes the hinds to come. Certainly any moment they got thunder, they will go into delivery. Out of fear, they will give birth. And discover is the forest. And in his temple, that everyone speak of his glory. When God sent there is and God discipline, and Typhon and Hurricane and calamities, the church start to fear God and repent at the rebuke of the Lord. God first sent Nathan, a giver of rebuke. If David will not respond, what he will send after that? Psalm 29. He will put into action. Verse 10, the Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yes, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. How will you bless them with peace? After he did with sin and wickedness. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. And verse 5, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 5, people interested now more about the praise and worship and songs and music, but let's see what he wrote here. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. You sing and sing and sing, but no one is speaking about sins. No one is dealing with their sins. It is better to be listened to the rebuke of the wise than singing without aim, without purpose. The rebuke and the chastening and the reproof and the chiding should be effective so that it will reproduce the fruit that is needed. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, First Samuel chapter 2 verse 22 and 25, when Eli comes to know about his sons, what they were doing wrong, he spoke with them, but the dose that he gave was not enough for them, for their sins to be spared. And finally, we know what happened to the house of Eli the priest. Now Eli was very old and heard all that his son did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the woman that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said unto them, why do ye such things? For I hear of your evil dealing by all these people. Nay, my son, for it is no good report that I hear. He made the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord will slay them. Their father, he gave them the rebuke which was like, it's up to you if you want to change or you want to continue. Up to you. And we know that they did not respond, and their father also did not take any action to restrain them from doing that sin. And we know what happened to them. They died. When he refused to chasten them, he caused them to die. And the whole church gets affected. You know, Israel has given, I think, 30 or 40,000 soldiers in the battle that they passed through with the Philistines because of that sin that the church did not deal with. And in 1 Kings chapter 1, about David, when he refused to deal with the sin of his children, and one of his sons is, who wanted to become king, First Kings chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I'll be king. And he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, why hast thou done so? And he also was a very goodly man, and his mother bare him after Absalom. See here, he wants to become king. His father never made him upset or displeased him. He was never speaking to him anything. Do you think that that is the true love that David showed to his son Adonijah? Why did he not speak to him? Why did he not rebuke him? Because Absalom already dead, his brother. So he is afraid that if he will speak to him, he will get upset or he get sad. But finally, what happened to Adonijah? He was put to death, because his father did not rebuke him. We need to make a choice. We need to understand God's way. Emotions and feelings will not help the church to continue. When Peter went ahead with his emotion and started to rebuke the Lord, when the Lord said that I will suffer and die, he was led by his emotion. The Lord rebuked him. The Lord told him, get behind me, Satan. When we rebuke, we are driving out demons. You know that? Jesus in the New Testament, they were bringing to him people demons possessed, and he was driving the demons out with a rebuke. When people sin, and we are quiet about it, demons are entering more into that person and getting his a foothold. In Proverbs chapter 26 verse 5, it says, open rebuke is better than secret love. Even we love the person, but we should give him what is better. If he do wrong, we need to correct him, direct him, show him the right way, chide with him, argue with him if that is needed, so that he will take the right path. Isaiah chapter 50, Isaiah chapter 50, Isaiah chapter 50, verse 2, he said, wherefore when I came was there no man, when I called was there none to answer, is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke, I dry up the sea. I make the rivers and wilderness. Their fish stinketh, because there is no water, and die for thirst. See, here is the Lord's rebuke, and after the rebuke comes redemption. He say, there was no one to redeem. There is no one to save. Is my hand shortened? Christ died on the cross for our sins. God put all our sin and punishment. He put all His wrath on His Son for our sake. We need to understand that if we will not repent, that wrath that Christ bear for us will come to us if you will not change our life. Isaiah 66 verse 15. Say, for behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariot like a wild wind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with a flame of fire. Isaiah chapter 30. I love when he says, and in his temple, all the people cry out, holy is the Lord. Isaiah 30, verse 17. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one, at the rebuke of five shall ye flee, till ye be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain, and as an ensign on an hill. When the people of God sin against God and refuse, He'll make one person to rebuke 100 to flee. Five people will come, and He said that all those who belong to God will all then flee, because they will be not able to stand. Fight people. Sin has destructive power. Let us accept correction. Let us accept advices. Every day we read the Word of God. Every day we hear the voice of God. When God says, stop. When you hear the message that it carries correction, and you know that is for you. It has been sent to you. Don't wait upon God to send His wrath. That's our sin. God does not want to send winds and floods and rains and break the cedars of Lebanon, so that the people will cry out, Holy is the Lord. Let us repent. Let us be willing to adopt that if we need to speak, if we know there is something wrong, we need to do it so that God's blessing will flow. The voice of the Lord maketh the hands to call and discovereth the forest, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. Lord, we thank you, God, for your word to us. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We bless your holy name, O Lord. We confess before you our sin. We acknowledge your justice. We accept correction. And we carry the message without compromising to our families, to our children, to our disciples, to the people around us. We acknowledge your power. We receive your salvation with fear and trembling to work it out. O God, lead us and guide us to continue to serve you according, Lord, to your will. You are holy, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord will give the strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. Thank you, God. Thank you for the peace. Thank you for your blessings that you give us. We bless you, God. We adore you. We worship you, Lord. Raise up worship, workers. Save people. Let this message of yours reach those who are lost and those who are far away from you, God. Bless us. Bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we may not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit lead us all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen.